see a couple of you have asked for the Church Street Soul Revival this morning. That was played last week. Played that last week by Tommy James. And I will do a couple of you also asked for I Like the Way. I Like the Way. Another Tommy James hit, and we'll get that in later in the hour, if time allows. Tommy is 50 today.
Before the Run for the Roses, it's the Festival in the Field. 84 WHAS and Churchill Downs present the Infield Party. Two exciting days of wire-to-wire fun. Thursday, enjoy a concert with Better Than Ezra, Almost Noah, and more. Friday, hear the Tramps, Sugar Hill Gang, and Disco Fever. Plus the Coca-Cola Road Trip, MTV Singled Out, and Rusty Wallace's NASCAR. It's Thursday, 11 to 5, admission $2. Friday, 8 to 6, admission $15. And kids under 12 get in free with an adult. From Churchill Downs, Coca-Cola, Miller Lite, and 84. WHAS.
For generation upon generation, Junior Achievement has helped prepare the next generation of this country's business leaders.
Young people just like us, understanding business concepts,
facing real problems,
creating real solutions, and achieving real success.
Learning real lessons.
Lessons like what profit is
and how to manage money.
But we need help to learn these lessons.
We need people like you now.
You don't have to be an executive or even possess actual business management experience.
They'll show you how to become a Junior Achievement volunteer and provide you with all the materials you need.
It only takes an hour a week in the classroom for as little as 6 weeks as a JA volunteer.
To help kids like us look forward to a brighter future in the business world.
To volunteer or for more information on how you or your company can participate, call 425-8833.
Think of the future. Think of Junior Achievement.
Please volunteer today.
Call 425-8833.
Hi, I'm Tony Miller, Circuit Court Clerk and Chairman of the 9th Annual Great Strides Walk to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, asking you to join me Saturday, May the 17th at the Louisville Zoo. The Great Strides Walk will be fun for the whole family. Enjoy admissions to the zoo along with food and entertainment. Come with us and enjoy a day of helping find a cure for cystic fibrosis.
Start Finish, sponsored by University of Louisville Hospital. Kids Corner, sponsored by Unidial Communications.
I'm just getting up. We promised you a nice day today, and that hasn't changed. The WHAS Storm Team weather, sunny and mild, 71 today. Ken Schultz says 55 Tuesday night. Wednesday, cloudy, mild, a 40% chance for afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 73. And then for Thursday and the parade, sunny, a little cooler, high about 68. Radar's clear in the state of Kentucky. North wind at 5, 71%. Humidity, it's fair in Louisville now, 50 degrees.
On your way home, get treated like a VIP with a VIP card from Davis Brothers Travel Plazas at Lebanon Junction, Sonora, and Pendleton in Kentucky, and Sellersburg and Memphis in Indiana. Davis Brothers Travel Plazas, your exit to excellence.
There's only one place for Jane Norris.
Hi, this is Jane Norris. Join me today from 9 to noon for bicycle etiquette. You know, there are rules of the road for bicycles as well as for motorists. Sometimes they seem to be at odds with one another. Who has the right of way? We're going to talk about it. That's today from 9 to noon.
1960 again, and that's the Somerset. 20 till 4 at WHES, O's and O's till 4 at your suggestion from last Friday's show. go back 30 years, would you go on a moonlight swim with Norman Bates?
Well, everybody remembers Psycho and, you know, Anthony Perkins, who played Norman Bates. And, of course, that
role that he played lived with him the rest of his life. And he died a few years ago, but stereotyped, I guess. Norman Bates, Anthony Perkins. He cut a few records, he did. That actor did, Tony Perkins. Especially in the late 50s, before the Psycho days. Had a few records out. Only one of them did moderately well. That was this one. The actor, Anthony Perkins, from about 57 or 58.
Let's go on a moonlight swim. On a moonlight swim. Well, if your hands start to clapping and your fingers start to popping and your feet start to moving around, and if you start to swing and sway when a band starts to play a real cool and way out sound, and if you get the can't help it and you can't sit down, you feel like you gotta move around.
Interesting concoction, isn't it? Shot of rhythm and blues with a little rock and roll on the side. That's Arthur Alexander. Who did You Better Move On? And Anna played that earlier this morning. Here's Duane Eddy at 3:45. Guitar Man, that's from Duane Eddy, about 1962. 12 till 4 at WHES and O's and O's. Here's another one. How about a dozen roses for you this morning? Dozen long-stem roses from Diana Lloyd and Lloyd's Florists. Why don't you tell me who's doing the song you're about to hear, and if you've been paying attention this morning, you won't have any trouble at all. It's an oddball thing. Almost embarrassing, I suppose, when you go back and listen to this done all those years ago, but back in 1959, I guess it was all right. I don't know who's doing the song you're about to hear. If you don't know both names, just to try the first one. 571-8484 for a dozen long-stem roses if you haven't won in 60 days. Stevens is the lady. Nino and April. April's birthday today, as I mentioned all morning, and that's another one of hers. Teach Me Tiger from 1959. April is 59 today. One of our birthday people. And let's see. Mary, thank you. Dozen long-stem roses from Diana Lloyd and Lloyd's Voice. Here's WHES Storm Team weather again. Sunny and mild. 71. Beautiful day today. Better chance for thunderstorms tomorrow. High then of 73. In Louisville now, it's clear and a little cool out, 49 degrees.
Here's a way you can spend less time behind that lawnmower. Plant Crossfire, the new fescue grass seed that grows lower and slower. Crossfire, bred to resist damage from heat, disease, and insects in our area. Crossfire's roots grow 4 to 6 feet into the soil, deep down, to get the water other grasses can't. And because its roots are so deep and fast-growing, Crossfire is even resistant to grub damage. In hot, dry weather, Crossfire stays green longer and returns from dormancy faster. Plus, you mow less because Crossfire grass grows lower and slower. Crossfire, the fescue that totally dominated the U.S. Department of Agriculture national turf tests. And now Crossfire is priced lower than ever. Crossfire. distributed by Caudill Seed Company through these and other fine dealers.
Keith's Hardware, Bardstown Road, and Corfidge Nursery, J-Town.
At the Oxmoor Toyota Superstore, we say yes, we can. We can help you get the car of your choice with zero down. Even if you've had credit problems, we don't care. We say yes, we can. Divorce? We don't care. We say yes, we can. Slow credit? We say yes, we can. Bankruptcy? Repossession? We say yes, we can. We can help you get a new or pre-owned car of your choice. Call 1-800-823-6364. By calling 1-800-823-6364, you can get pre-approved for up to $20,000 before you buy. That's right, before you select a vehicle, we'll pre-approve you for up to $20,000. And we can get virtually anyone financed. And if you meet minimum requirements and we can't get you financed, we'll pay you $100. Call 1-800-823-6364 and let the Oxmoor Toyota Superstore help you.
Hi, this is Terry Miners. I'm looking for about 300 close personal friends to join an elite corps of parade commandos. It's Miners Miracle Marching Band from Budweiser and 84 WHAS. And we're going to play kazoos in the Pegasus Parade. If you've got what it takes and you're over 21, fax us at 582-7579, mail, or email us at miracle@whas.com with your name, address, and phone number. Join Miners Miracle Marching Band from Budweiser and
84 WHAS. I can't seem to make me your mind. Just playing around all the time.
Five Action the Speeds and Champ Team to Make Your Mind from 1967. It is on the skewer, 3 till 4 here with Joe Donovan. One entry left in O's and O's. Couldn't quite get everything in you asked for, so let me try to work in a couple on tomorrow's show. Last call, final chance. What do you want to hear tomorrow? Major hits or odd and obscure, either one, whatever you want. Last call to get them in. Remember, Johnny Horton's birthday's tomorrow, and Bobby V. If you have favorites of theirs, let me know. So be sure and include them tomorrow morning. 571-8484, area 502 if you need that. Otherwise, around the country, it's a toll-free 1-800-444-8484. Get your requests in. Final opportunity for our show beginning at midnight tonight. Tommy James is 50 today.
Joe Vaughn. Differing views from different spectators who were in the courtroom for the opening of a new week for the trial in Denver of Oklahoma City bombing suspect Timothy McVeigh. Roy Sells, whose wife was killed in the blast, promises to show up every day for the trial. So far, he gives the edge to the prosecutors.
I think it went pretty good. It was kind of interesting when the prosecution was putting on the stuff, and then when the defensive people would come up, then it got boring because it was the same thing over and over again.
While Sells concentrated his attention on the lawyers, Jenny Coverdale, whose two grandsons died in the blast, focused on the defendant.
I feel sorry for McVeigh because I think he's a very intelligent young man, and I'm a mother. I have four sons, and for him to have thrown his life away like this, you know, it's bad.
While continuing to attempt to negotiate a peaceful resolution of the siege at a mountain compound near Fort Davis in West Texas, authorities clearly are preparing to end it in another way if they have to. They've been beefing up their forces near the compound where a group of separatists held two people hostage for 12 hours Sunday. It's made a difference for the people who live nearby.
Feeling like hostages themselves, some of Richard McLaren's neighbors are finally being allowed to leave their own homes as local, state, and federal law enforcers work to end the armed standoff with the man who calls himself the ambassador of the Republic of Texas. Some of the estimated 120 people who live near McLaren have opted to stick it out, to stay in their homes, even if it means living like hostages. Jim Ryan, ABC News, in the Davis Mountains of West Texas.
Again, this morning, coded phone messages prompted police to close the principal ring highways around London, disrupting commuter travel and slowing traffic to a near standstill in some areas. It's a situation similar to the one in a number of mornings in the past couple of weeks, believed to be the work of the IRA, attempting to have an impact on this week's British elections. You're listening to ABC News.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, note this toll-free number, 800-237-8500. You're invited to telephone Vantage Press, a leading New York subsidy book publisher, for a free illustrated brochure. Just call this toll-free number, 800-237-8500. This brochure explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. The number is 800-237-8500. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 32-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt subsidy publication. To get your free copy, dial 800, then 237-8500. The phone call is free. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Dial 800, then 237-8500. That's 800-237-8500.
A few more firsts in space this morning as astronaut Jerry Lininger joined cosmonaut Vasily Tsibliev in the first U.S.-Russian spacewalk. It's the first time an American has worn a Russian spacesuit to work in space. Lininger and Tsibliev are installing some special equipment outside Mir to practice assembly techniques they could use in constructing the new International Space Station. The groundbreaking summit on volunteerism wraps up today in Philadelphia, with the organizers hoping they can send people home with their excitement and enthusiasm intact.
General Colin Powell, the summit chairman, is telling everyone who'll listen that his troops are all fired up and he's ready to send them into battle. In this case, the enemy is poverty, illiteracy, crime, and anything else that keeps a kid from doing his or her best. But General Powell intends to build a 2-million-man army to help disadvantaged children get a leg up.
That's ABC's Bill Greenwood in Philadelphia. First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton and retired General Colin Powell will preside at today's closing ceremonies. The Pentagon may find money to finance a new generation of weapons systems by making big cuts in troop strength. The New York Times says a Pentagon budget proposal now in the formative stages would reduce the number of U.S. troops by tens of thousands, the biggest percentage of them in the Army. The report also says there could be cutbacks in funding for high-tech Air Force and Navy jet fighters. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's 4:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84 WHAS. Just as golfer Fuzzy Zeller was getting back into the swing of things following alleged racial comments about Tiger Woods, it happened again. There's more controversial remarks this morning. The Associated Press reports while Zeller was teeing off at the second hole in a pro-am charity, a black golfer yelled to him, and Zeller responded with, "Go get some fried chicken." The golfer answered by telling Zeller not to forget the cornbread. Zeller finished with the exchange, "How about some watermelon?" Following the comment, Zeller read this statement last night to the media.
"I've had a lot of time to think over the past several days. Race has been a serious issue in this country for years, but it still seems to me that we have to stop being so sensitive about things."
The other golfer was Victor McBride. Zeller and McBride say they are friends and meant nothing by the comments. Seven young men received sentences from 10 to 20 years in prison for robbing and terrorizing two teenage couples they kidnapped at a Louisville park last summer. All the defendants but one had pleaded guilty earlier to robbery, kidnapping, unlawful imprisonment, and complicity. They were sentenced yesterday in Jefferson Circuit Court. 4:05 at News Radio 84 WHAS. A mixed reaction for Governor Patton from the University of Kentucky Senate. Patton outlined his higher education reform plan and then fielded questions from the Senate, which is comprised of faculty, staff, and students. Despite the controversial surrounding of his proposal to remove the state's community colleges from UK's thumb, Patton reiterated his opinion that colleges should be run under a separate board.
"The functions of a community college are so different, and needs of a community college are so different from that of a university that there is absolutely no logic that we need to be admitted."
Patton took a number of questions about the community college issue, and some Senate members have been complimenting the governor about his reform efforts.
4:06 at News Radio 84 WHAS. Your Monday's winning numbers in the Kentucky Lottery. Pick 3, 113 to pick 4, 9172. Cash 5, 10, 22, 31, 32, 34. The Hoosier Lottery Daily 3, 6, 5, 6. The Daily 4, 8, 5, 1, 4. And Lucky 5, 8, 9, 10, 25, and 28. The WHAS Storm Team forecast is coming up next. 4:06 at News Radio 84 WHAS.
You live here, so why not start your day with your friends that specialize in a five-letter word? Local. Wayne Furphy and the Morning Team on 84 WHAS. Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
WHAS Storm Team forecast.
Fair and cool this morning, the low at 44, mostly sunny and mild later in the day with a high of 71, then becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a low at 55, mostly cloudy and mild Wednesday, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, and a high all the way up to 73, and then partly sunny, a little cooler for Thursday, high at 68, clear and 49 in Louisville. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84, WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
You do want me, give me a little shelter.